Hey, welcome. Thank you for coming to listen to the Lichen Sclerosus Podcast. My name is Kathy, and this is our journal of learning about and living with lichen sclerosus. Each week, I either speak to someone or research an aspect of lichen sclerosus and bring you the information so you don't have to go searching. Just like you, I have lichen sclerosus, and finding information was one of my biggest hurdles. So, here we are in the Lichen Sclerosus Podcast.
This information is for educational purposes and does not constitute medical advice. Speak to your medical provider before making any changes to your care.
This week, I want to talk to you about anxiety. In particular, the anxiety that can come with going to the doctor. Whether it was the anxiety you had every time you went looking for a diagnosis, or the anxiety you have now when you go back either for a checkup or when you feel like something's just not right. So before we get into today's episode, I want to introduce you to this season's sponsor. Lichen Sclerosus Podcast is now sponsored by the Lichen Sclerosus Support Network. LSSN is bringing so much information and new content around lichen sclerosus, not only educational information, but support as well. And as the season goes on, they're going to be bringing new podcasts, blogs, support groups. Lichen Sclerosus Support Network is built for us, by us, and I cannot wait to continue my partnership with them and everything they have in store for us. Definitely stick around to the end of the episode for more updates and information on what's coming in March. So recently, I was driving to the doctor, and as I was on the road, on the highway, my eyes started tearing up because while I was driving, all I can think about was, oh God, please don't let this doctor give me bad news. Please don't let them say the words that I don't even want to let my mind go to because they're so scary. And then I started envisioning what life would be like if the doctor gave me a worst case scenario. If the doctor said those words to me and now they were a reality and I had to deal with them, what would that entail? And thinking about that future is when I started getting teary-eyed. My body went cold. I could feel chills down my arms. I got like goosebumps, and I don't even remember like focusing on the road. Like, I was just in my own head with these fears and these anxieties. And looking back, I know I'm not alone in these feelings. Many of us feel this way every time we have to go see the doctor, every time it's time to get that 6-month checkup, that annual checkup, or we've called and made an emergency appointment because something's just not right. And I felt all of that fear, all of that anxiety, all of that worry. And just thinking about it, I feel it again. The worst part about this particular trip to the doctor is that it wasn't even for me. It was for my 8-year-old daughter, who for the last 3 weeks had been having pain on her vulva. And I had not even registered this anxiety and fear when it was my turn to go to the doctor, when it was me. I was on a mission. I mean, I was so focused on what was happening to me at the moment that I didn't let the fear of what the future could be like even register when I was going to the doctor. But on this trip to take my baby to see the doctor for her vulva, knowing what I know now, oh man, my heart hurt because I did not want my daughter to have to live with this disease. And feeling that fear, seeing that future, broke my heart. It's bad enough for us as grown women to have to deal with this. But to give it to a child, to be a child and have to deal with not just the pain and the irritation, but as you get older and start to understand more about sexual function and just everyday bodily function, and have to come to the grips that, yeah, I got to deal with this for the rest of my life. Seeing my daughter's future through that lens scared the shit out of me. And I have so much respect for every parent that has to take care of a child that has lichen sclerosis. I mean, really, any disease, any chronic illness, anything like that, I feel for them. But in this particular moment, I was thinking about my daughter and lichen sclerosis. And a third of the way through the trip, I caught myself because this appointment had already been rescheduled from the week prior. So I knew it was coming. I'd known that we were going to go to the doctor for at least 2 weeks. And I've been checking her vulva daily, and I hadn't seen any signs of LS. I mean, she was just experiencing pain. At the time, I didn't know that she was also experiencing itching. All I knew from what she had told me was that her vulva hurt. But a third of the way to the doctor's office, I made myself snap out of it because I had to be strong, not just for me, but for my daughter, because this was her first visit to a doctor where they were going to be invading her private space. And not only that, I had to be strong for me because I couldn't let myself spiral and then not be able to take care of the things that I needed to take care of when we got to the doctor. Asking the right questions, being present to hear what the doctor is saying and communicate to the doctor what my daughter couldn't. If I was in my head in anxiety and fear, then I wouldn't be able to do those things for her. And if you experience these anxieties and these fears when you are going to the doctor, think about, are you really present? Are you able to ask the questions that you had before you went in? Were you able to really listen to what they are telling you so that you can follow the information and the directions to a T, that you can ask follow-up questions, that you know what the plan is for your care? If you are so wrapped up in that fear, in that anxiety, in that worry, in that projecting to the future, there's no way you can be totally there. So what I want to do today is I want to give you some help, some solutions, some tips, some guides to help pull you out of that state, out of that anxiety, that fear, that worry, so that you can be present like you need to be at that doctor's office and advocate for yourself. One way that I snap out of a negative spiral, negative emotions, is by using mindfulness. I focus on what is going on around me. I take a deep breath, take a second or two, and focus on what I'm seeing, focus on my surroundings, listening to what's going on around me, really hear the noises and the sounds that are in my space so that I can concentrate on those. Smell what's in the air and focus on that scent. Feel the temperature on your skin, your clothes, the texture. Really feel it. And it'll pull the focus away from those negative images in your mind, those negative emotions. And it'll cause your subconsciousness to focus on what's present, on your now, on where you are at that moment. And then I take a deep breath. Now that I'm not focused on those emotions, on those thoughts, I take a deep breath. And I acknowledge those emotions. I don't just push them to the side like they never existed. I acknowledge, yes, I am afraid. Yes, I am anxious. And then I replace them with the positive. I replace them with their opposites. Yes, that can happen, but this positive can happen too. I can go in there and get amazing news. I can go in there and the doctor can tell me everything looks great. You're doing amazing. Keep it up. Keep doing what you're doing. Everything looks normal. It's working. So I'm going to concentrate and project those positive images in my mind's eye. I'm going to focus on that instead of focusing on the negative. So how do we conquer these negative thoughts? The first thing that I do is ask myself, is this something that I can change? Is this something that I can currently at this moment do something about? If the answer is no, then I got to let it go. I ask myself, is working myself up, is thinking about this going to make it better? Am I going to be able to come up with a solution thinking about this issue? If the answer is no, I got to let it go. Because it's not doing me any good. I'm not going to be able to do anything about it. I'm not going to be able to solve this issue. So I got to let it go. Next, I ask myself, am I focusing on the worst case scenario or am I focusing on reality? If I'm focusing on the worst case scenario, that is not reality. You know why? Because worst case, there's at least one other way that this can go. So why am I focusing on the worst case scenario? Why don't I focus on the best case scenario? Focus on the positive instead of the negative. The negative doesn't always have to come. But if I focus on the positive and plan for the negative, if it comes, then I'm in a much better place where I can deal with everything else that's going on around me until I have to deal with that negative. Because think about it, if I'm focusing on this negative all the time and then the outcome comes out positive, what the fuck was I focusing on the negative for? It's a waste of time. It is a waste of time. I've wasted that time, that energy, and that focus when I could have been thinking about the positive and been in a much better place overall. So what's the point? What is the point of focusing on the negative? There isn't one. So what you need to do is concentrate on the things you have control of and the things that you know are facts instead of the things that are out of your control and you're just speculating about. Review what you know. What are the facts? The fact is you're going to the doctor. So you are going to get some news, right? Either you're going to be better, you're going to have stayed the same, or you're going to be worse, right? So if you're better, that's great. That's good news. That's positive. If you're the same, depending on where you are, that could be positive or negative. So it's more of a neutral because you haven't changed. And if you're worse, then okay, that's the negative. But if you're focusing on the positive, not to say that it's going to happen, not being delusional and saying only the positive can happen, because that's not realistic. But focusing before it even happens, focusing on the negative, is just going to put you in a bad mood where you're not even present for the positive things that can happen, for the positive that the doctor can say. You're just focusing on all the negative and flushing the positive out. So concentrate on what you can change and what the facts are. On the way to the doctor's office, focus on the questions that you want to ask. Focus on what it is that you want to cover in this appointment. Focus on that list that we covered in the episode, Advocating for Yourself, which I will link that episode in the show notes. Go back and listen to that because it's a step-by-step what you need to do for every doctor's visit. And if you concentrate on that checklist, then you don't have space for your mind to wander to these negative emotions and thoughts. Keep your mind focused on what you are there to do and not what's going to happen in the future. Remember, you have control of what you say, not what the doctor says. So since you can't control what they're about to say, focus on what you're about to say. Focus on what you're about to do. Like I said before, you want to hope for the best, plan for the worst. If you're following the checklist from the previous episode, you've already done that. You have your checklist. You know the questions that you're going to ask the doctor. You know what you're there for. You've done your research. You can have this intelligent conversation with your doctor and make them a partner in your care. You're going to be part of your treatment plan and decisions of what you're going to do. And you're going to make sure that if plan A doesn't work, you have a plan B. So worst case scenario, you have to go to plan B. But you're going to focus on plan A working, okay? So to recap, when you're going to the doctors or thinking about when you have to go to the doctor and you start getting those negative emotions, those negative thoughts, use mindfulness to bring you out of that spiral. Take a deep breath. Focus on what you see around you. Listen to the sounds. Smell the scents that are in your surroundings. Feel the texture of the clothes on your skin, the temperature on your skin. Calm your mind. Take that focus away from those negative thoughts and emotions and bring them to the present where you are. And then acknowledge that you have those negative emotions and those negative thoughts. And then make a decision to focus on the opposite. Focus on the positive that could come out of it. Focus on a good outcome. But be prepared for that negative. Be mentally prepared that, yes, this can happen. The negative can happen. Absolutely. And if it does, I will deal with it. But I'm not going to focus on that happening. I'm going to focus on the positive happening and deal with whatever outcome comes when that time comes. I want you to ask yourself a few questions to pull yourself away from those negative thoughts. Number one, can I change the outcome of this right now? Number two, will thinking about this or working myself up change anything about this situation for the better? Am I focusing on the worst case scenario? And if you can't change the outcome or make it better, and you're focusing on the worst case scenario, then you've got to concentrate on the things you have control of, on the facts. Focus on the present, the things that you can do at this moment. Review your questions. Review what you're going to be talking to the doctor about. Review your research in your mind so when you get into that doctor's office, you are fully focused, engaged, and you make yourself a partner in your care. So I was able to pull myself out of that spiral and be strong for my daughter. That was a hard, hard doctor's appointment for many, many reasons. The least of them, the worry. But I'm happy to say that her doctor doesn't think she has LS. She's pretty sure she has a bladder infection. And so she's on antibiotics and she's doing much better now. So that negativity that was trying to overtake me was for nothing. And by pulling myself out of that spiral, I was able to be there and have the strength and be the positive force that my daughter needed me to be for her at that time. I hope these tips that I use can help you the next time that you get anxious and you worry about going to the doctor, what's going to happen at your next visit. Because a lot of the times it can never get as bad as what we think. And so try to focus on the positive, but plan for the worst. I want to know, how do you deal with the negative racing thoughts and the emotions when you have to go to the doctor? Do you have any tips and tricks of how to calm your mind? Let me know. Email me at Kathy with a K at lichensclerosispodcast.com. DM me on Instagram or message me on Facebook. And let me know, what's your number one tip or trick to get out of those negative spirals? Or better yet, why don't you join us at the next Lichen Sclerosis Support virtual meetup and tell me what your tip or trick is. We meet every other Saturday from 2 to 4 and 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is our opportunity to share our diagnosis story, how we're treating, what's working for us, what's not working for us, and ask questions. And every Saturday that we meet, I learn so much. And I meet so many different wonderful women who become a part of my community. And I want you to be a part of that. So sign up at lichensclerosispodcast.com/connect so you can get updates and notifications. Sign up today because our next meeting is on February 20th and I cannot wait to see you. And talking about my group, I want to give a huge birthday shout out to Megan. Happy birthday, girl! I love your energy. I love your spunk, your fight. You are going to beat this. You're already on a better path than when we met, and I cannot wait until you are completely pain-free. Now, I promised you some more information on what's coming in March. I'm so excited. I've got two big pieces of news coming out of the Lichen Sclerosis Support Network. Number one, if you are a Spanish speaker, or you know someone who speaks Spanish and has lichen sclerosis and needs the information that I provide in this podcast, but they just don't understand English, I got you. Lichen Sclerosis Support Network is sponsoring a Spanish lichen sclerosis podcast. You heard me right. We're coming at you full en español. You hear me? The first episode comes out March 1st, and it's called Lichen Escleroso. So if you know somebody who is Spanish speaking, or you are Spanish and you would like to hear this podcast, you can go and sign up for email notifications for as soon as the podcast drops and any news and updates about the podcast at lichensclerosispodcast.com/Spanish. All you have to do is put your name and your email address and you in there. We got you. And for all my English speakers, I got something coming for you too. How would you like to read a blog written by an LS sister? Who, I have to say, is an amazing human who's beating this disease in its own game. My girl has been in remission for 9 months probably going on 10 months now. And she has an amazing comeback story. A year and a half ago, 2 years, if you would have told her she would be where she is today, she would not have believed you. And those are from her own words. So I am so excited for her to tell you about her experiences and her journey in the upcoming blog, The Lost Labia Chronicles. Is that not like the coolest fucking title ever? Okay. So if you want to be one of the first to read this amazing new blog coming to the public March 2nd, you can go to lichensclerosispodcast.com/join-TLLC, JOINTLLC, and sign up for updates and notifications. And you get a little special something, something for being early. So don't miss out. I'm going to have all of the links to all of these new endeavors in the show notes. So head on over to lichensclerosispodcast.com/appointmentanxiety and you will get all the 411. Okay. Make sure to follow Lichen Sclerosis Support Network, Lincoln Escleroso, and the Lost Labia Chronicles on Instagram and Facebook. So that's a lot. I need y'all to go to lichensclerosispodcast.com/appointmentanxiety. Everything is going to be laid out beautifully for you right there. So you ain't even got to worry about it. Okay? So I will shut up now. I hope you have an amazing week and I will talk to you next time.